Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, King Judah 23. I'm very, very sorry I had to give you this Saturday morning show. Your boy had to make some moves, man. He had to make some moves, so unfortunately, could not give you this Friday night show, but I'm here Saturday morning. I hope that's good enough for you. Appreciate you, man. Man, we're going to get to Yash Karan in a minute because we're not going to keep feeding that energy. We're just not going to keep feeding that energy. Of course, we're talking about, he's saying that we were all here and that slavery did not exist. And we're going to get to that in a minute, but cause I already talked about it on my Wednesday show. I already put out my speech, my saying to Yash Karan, my rebuttal. But I'm gonna tell you something right now. Things are starting to come fast, very, very fast, man. Now all of a sudden you got all these videos starting to come out on TikTok about these politicians are reptilian. You know, I told you 90% of your politicians are reptile. That's just absolute truth. And we're gonna talk here Saturday on the Saturday show. We're gonna keep it funky a little bit. We're gonna just freestyle the thing. You know, we do the freestyle here. You know, our scripture show is gonna be tomorrow. Oh, by the way, tomorrow no Sunday show. I'm gonna take a day off tomorrow. No Sunday show. I will repeat that at the end of this podcast, but it will be no Sunday show. But we will be right back into regular rotation on Wednesday. I'm trying to get this network together, trying to get some things going with our Twitch and our YouTube part. Our YouTube is growing, man. Our YouTube is absolutely growing. Thank you very much for all the new subscribers on YouTube. I'm just very, very happy. The little subscribers that I do get, it may not seem that much to somebody, but we're going to celebrate every single person who subscribed, every new follower on our YouTube, every new follower on our social media platforms, period. We're going to celebrate that because we know that this network is definitely growing. It's definitely going to continue to grow. But now all of a sudden, now you're starting to see all these things starting to come to pass. Now all of a sudden, now Vince McMahon has came out. He's peeing on women. He's defecating on women. We've been saying this. And see, I wanted to talk about it just a little bit here. And remember what I told you? You have been on your job for 10 years. Now, I really want you to think about this. You've been on your job for 10 years. You have trained damn near half the department. Everybody knows you as the one that's going to get it done, the one that's going to always do it, the one that's always going to pull through, the one that's always going to come through when crunch time and when time the company meets their quota, you go above and beyond. But you never get the promotion. You never get the raise. You never get this. You never get that. And why? Why I can never get here, but somebody who just came in. I want you to listen to me. Somebody that just came in, don't know the air from a hole in the ground, don't know what to do with crunch time, don't know what, they get the promotion. They get the raise. They're next to the boss now. Now they work directly under the boss. You see, they ain't hardly doing anything. I'm going to tell you something. They're doing something that you will never, ever do. You got morals. You got integrity. Now, I'm going to get to the Vince McMahon part in a little bit. And see, this is the reason why I'm saying this. You got integrity. You're a man and a woman of Yah. You will never let no piece of garbage like Vince McMahon running around talking about this, that, and a third and around you. Man, you got self-respect for yourself. That's why they're not going to promote you. But they're going to promote the people who don't have anything. And this is why I keep saying they get the people from the worst areas. They get people in the worst conditions. They get the people in the worst situations in their life, and they pounce on it. This is how Satan does. If you don't have no damn light, if you're not reading your scriptures, you're not reading your word, you're going to end up like saying what Yash Karaz said the other damn day, talking about we all Indian. You got to have your light on, man. You got to have your damn light on. They're going to get you like Yo Gotti got Gorilla. They're going to get you like they got Ice Spice. They're going to get you like they got Sexy Red. They're going to get you like Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because the fact that you are willing to do anything, you ain't got no damn light. This woman is allegedly saying that Vince McMahon is, she met him in 2019. 2018, 2019, or whatever. And he created a whole new department in the legal department just for her. But she said she never did not one job. She ain't hardly do anything. She was the highest paid person. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You guys got integrity. You guys got more. You got values. You will never let a Vince McMahon anywhere near you. But she let this man touch her and grab on her. And she comes to his office and he's greeting her in his underwear. Having threesomes with her. Defecating on her. Literally shitting on bitches. I know it sounds funny. I know it sounds comical, but this is nothing to be laughed at. This is what I'm trying to tell you right now. If your light is not on, man, you'll go for anything. If your light is not on, you'll go for anything. Anybody can lead you to anywhere. Anybody can pull you to distraction. Anybody can say this. Anybody can say that. You gotta have your light on, man. You gotta have your damn light on. And I'm gonna be honest with you, 85 to 90% of American people don't have their damn light on. This is why they watch Sexy Red. Oh man, she's so real. She's so authentic. She hood. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Talking about, I apologize if my booty stink. The fuck is you talking about? And this is what represents black women? I apologize if my booty stink. Whew. And you know what? Most of you niggas, you know what? I'm not trying to laugh, but I'm being dead serious when I'm saying this. Most of you niggas are talking about me. I put my whole face in that. Whew. You're going to have COVID-19 and gonorrhea and syphilis and the flu and all kinds of viral and skin diseases on you putting your face in that ass. Cause your light is not on. Your light not on, man. See, I'm gonna be real when I say this, man. This is truth, man. Your light gotta be on. Look at all these men out here. All of a sudden, now they putting their face in the bitch's ass, and they eating bitch's asses out here. That's what people dookie out of there. People don't have that light on. But going back to Vince McMahon been doing this. He been doing this his whole life. But it's going to be the year of the reveal. Everything going to be revealed. See, Satan can't wait to reveal himself. Right now, he can't wait so hard. He probably getting horny all over again. Because he's getting all the energy for all this negative press. That brings energy to Satan. He can't wait to show you LeBron James' clone. He can't wait to show you Lil Durk's clone. He can't wait to show you Kanye West's video of him sacrificing his mama. This out there. All this stuff is out there. People talking about, oh man, that's fake, man. That's AI. Niggas still talking fake AI. Still waiting on Wi-Fi Lucci to put them on. Man, I can't wait for Wi-Fi Lucci to get out in these streets, dog. Man, I'm a rap in front of him, man. Oh, man, he gonna spit. I'm gonna give me a new chain and everything. I'm telling you, it's sad, man. It is damn sad. People still don't give a damn. All these Luciferians showing around right now. All this fog. Man, I never see so much fog. Can we talk about that at least? Can we talk about that? What's going on? All this fog going on. A lot of these portals getting open. All this weather going on through the South. All the slave South. All the slave South, man. It's getting flooded. Man, the Most High is speaking. Can we talk about that?
Man, I can't wait for Wi-Fi and Lucci to get out. And I'm going to rap for him. I'm going to get a new chain.
Man, please. And niggas are still stuck on this. Niggas still stuck on some ass.
Man, shorty look right. Man, dog, I put my whole face in that.
Good Lord. You don't know the bitch that even took a shower. You ain't know the hoe took a shower, man.
Man, I put my whole face in that.
It was an old video of Cardi B. She was, this is when she first got out. She was in the streets with some underground hits. She was performing at a club. Guy had his whole face in her behind. She could have had dookied on him, peed on him, period of blood on him, all that stuff on him. I mean, his whole face was in her ass. And this is who's leading black. Come on, man. This is the new generation. And I'm not trying to disrespect the new generation. Don't get it twisted. I think the new generation is going to create is going to start opening up some shit. I love this generation exposing shit, exposing old Hollywood, and exposing. I love that. And keep it going, young generation. But let's just keep it all the way funky. 65-75% of this generation here is fucked up in the head, man.
I put my whole face in that. Whew! Man. Man, all of a sudden you can't pee without burning. Man, every time I pee, it burns, man.
Get your whole face in Sexy Red's ass. That's the reason why. Burn, nigga, burn. Burn, nigga, burn. Damn. Ooh-wee. Man, your light gotta be on, man. Your light gotta be on. It has got to be on. You can't be half-assing out here. Your light gotta be on, man. If your pineal gland not on, your third eye ain't on, if the Most High is don't have that ringing going on in your ear, if the Most High is not guiding you to do what you gotta do, I'm telling you right now, you are lost right now. You are lost. Your light has got to be on because you're going to have people like Yash Karan causing confusion. And again, I'm not here to disrespect the brother, but I'm going to be 100% honest. He is causing mass confusion. When he says that all black people are Indians and that we never came in ships, that is a lie because the Most High said that we will return to Egypt in what ships? Your light got to be on. See, Satan is playing a very dangerous game right now. And like I said before, some one-thirds are gonna start falling. Let me tell you something right now. Do you think that it's just set in stone that you're a one-third and that's it? You still gotta work your ass off. You still still got to sacrifice. You still got to go sometimes without. You still got sometimes talk to Yahweh in your head. Sometimes you still got to do certain things. This shit is not easy. This shit is not easy at all. It's not easy. You're going to keep losing people. You're going to continue to have your circle small, man. You're going to continue to have people talk about you. You're going to have all that because guess what? You are looking at something different. You are on a whole other path. You're going to keep celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays and 4th of July's. They all lies. You're elevating. You're starting to understand the spiritual Passover. You're starting to understand what the high holy days are and what they consist of. You're starting to understand who the hell you are. You're starting to understand Deuteronomy. Your circle's going to get smaller, man. And even people in this damn truth, they are going to start turning left. Come on, let's talk, man. They're gonna start turning left. You're gonna start having people like Yashkar Rock. Oh, we all Indians and we never came in ships. What kind of lie is that? And he knows the scriptures. He has over 500. Here's the thing. Somebody who has over 500 scripture shows. Somebody who has over 500 scripture shows know the damn scriptures. How many times did he go on his podcast and read from Deuteronomy? Several times. So he knows what the scriptures are. So when a man tells you, oh, it's okay to read the Bible, but you got to read in spirit and you got to read with high frequency, you got to start questioning that. You got to start under. If the man did over 500 scripture shows, he read from the same scriptures that we're reading from. He's reading from the same scriptures that we're reading from. He had done over 500 scripture shows. He has talked about Deuteronomy over and over and over. He talked about the book of Job over and over and over. They cover the faces of the judges thereof. He talked about Revelation 2 and 9 over and over and over. He knows the scriptures. So for when a man tells you it's okay to read the Bible, but you got to read it through spirit and through frequency, because man, that man is telling you bullshit. Now let's keep it real. That man tell you bullshit, man. Now, come on. We got to keep it real. Like I said, I'm not here to go to war. I'm really, I'm not going to keep talking about this over and over and over and over. I'm really not. But when a man don't even want to answer a simple question, I just asked him a simple question. I said, if we were all here, like you said, who was in the ships? And he deleted your comment. That man has been compromised, and I'm telling you. That man had been compromised. Now, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what he's thinking or whatever. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to bring down another man's name. I'm really not. And like I said, I'm not going to have this pod. Well, this is not going to be a long podcast. This is going to be just straight real. But your light has got to be on, man. The Luciferians are here. They are showing themselves. The demigods are showing themselves. They're all through Florida. They're all through Chile. They're all through Mexico. I'm telling, and don't you understand they are showing up in real hot places? Think about that for a moment. Have you ever thought about that? Now, of course, they're gonna be out in the cold. They're already out in the cold. They're already in Colorado. They're already out there in Illinois. They're already out there in South Dakota, North Dakota. We get that. But what I'm saying is this. All this is starting to come out. And for a man to try to give you the strength, at this point and this late in the game, we're supposed to be stronger in our scriptures. See, this is the reason why young people look it down in the Bible, because you have one man tell you one thing one minute, and then he tells you something the next minute. This brother tells you something, then this other sister tells you something, then this sister tells you something, this brother tells you something. It's all confusing. So young people just like, F the Bible. I understand what they're feeling, because when you have a man like Yash Karah who has over 500 scriptures, and I don't want to continue to talk down on the man. I'm not talking down on the man. When I say this, I'm saying it's all love, and I hope he repent from what he really said. And I'm not going to bring down a man like this, because he knows better. First of all, the Most High said for you not to bring down a man anyway, just to call out his folliness. And I'm calling you out on it. And I'm doing this out of love. I'm not doing it out of spite or so I can get some more subscribers. Damn that. The Most High is going to get, he going to get the right subscribers is going to subscribe to my channels. The right people is going to follow my platforms. I don't need everybody following my platform, because everybody's spirit is not right. Woo, wait a minute. Time out. Yes, everybody's spirit is not right. I don't want everybody to follow. I don't want everybody's subscription. No. Everybody not supposed to subscribe to me. Everybody not supposed to be following me. No. You got a lot of bad spirit. That's why you have a lot of trollers. No. I put on these videos on my YouTube page. Man, it's doing good numbers now. Because the spirit is telling me to upload these types of videos. The spirit is telling me to continue to stay consistent and move forward. Now that I upload an Allen Iverson video saying your life matters. Your life does matter. Stop saying you ain't shit. Those are negative words. See, you have negative words. When you have a lot of negative words, and then all of a sudden you get around people that tell you, oh man, you ain't shit. You a savage like me. We hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how you stay in a low condition. Because you don't know who you truly are. You are y'all's favorite, man. You ain't no nigger. You ain't no color. You ain't no, man, please. You're the Most High chosen, baby. You're a Hebrew. Nobody's supposed to even think about touching you. Whoo! But see, that's why a lot of these young people, they don't really respect the Bible, because you have something. Yeah, brothers like Yash Karah, like I said before. I'm not here to bash the brother. I know you say, man, I wish you stop saying that. I'm just being honest, because I don't want the spirit coming around saying, man, King Judah 23, he starts a mess in the community, man. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing none of that. I read from these scriptures, and I'm gonna keep moving on. The Most High said we will return in ships, and I'll ask Yash Karah. Anybody that subscribed to my platforms, send this out to Yash Karah if you subscribe to his platforms as well. I just want a 5-minute discussion with you, brother. If what you're saying is true, that we was all here, who was on the ships? That's all I want to ask. Who's on the ships? For you to delete my comment again, you delete my comment, you are confusing the people. And I'm not doing this so I can get a check. See, I don't do this to sell skincare products. I don't do this to sell hair care products. And that's no shade. Whatever man makes his dollars, that's how he makes his dollars. But see, I'm not here for all that. I'm not here to promote all my products. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to promote one thing, and that's Yah to him and his son Yahweh being Yahweh. That's who I promote. And like I said before, we're going to his scriptures, going to Deuteronomy 28. If what you're saying is true, then we was already here and we did not came on no ships. Who's on the ships? Because the Most High said that we will return to Egypt again in ships. If Deuteronomy is all by Israel and the indigenous black man, woman, and child, and I know we're not black. Black is not a race. Black is a color. We get that. We understand that. When you call yourself black, you call yourself dead. We get that. But we have to give the people something simple, something very simple. Then we'll talk about the other stuff later. The indigenous black man, woman, and child. That's who Israel is, right? That whole chapter, that whole the whole 28 is all about the indigenous black man, woman, and child, correct? So if we was talking, we was all talking about, this is all about black people on this chapter, then who was on the ships? That's all I ask. And for you to go out there and say that the books have been rewritten by Jewish scholars, we get that. We understand that. You know that. But you did over 500 scripture shows. You did over 500. I'm going to say this one more time. You've done over 500 scripture shows from the same book that the Jewish synagogue scholars rewrote. And for you to say that we was already here and we would never came in ships, when Deuteronomy 28:68 says that we will return to Egypt in ships, who's on the ships? That's all. I just want a 5-minute discussion. That's all. But again, your light got to be on, man. And I will say this. I'm a type of dude. I'm gonna say it just like this. Don't follow everything that I say. I want people to understand what I'm telling you. Don't follow everything I say. Whatever I say in the scriptures, guess what? Go back, read it. Okay, this is what King Jude was saying. Okay. All right. Okay, I got it. Okay. All right. And then do your own research. Do your own dialogue to your understanding. We all supposed to be growing together spiritually in this thing. Not to be distracted, not to be like, man, I'm confused now. You're confusing people when you do that. You confuse people when you do that. And people may just got in this truth. And the reason why I'm harping on this, and I'm not trying to bring down anybody, but we have to really have to call out for what it is, because some